And this is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Good Friday morning. Partly sunny skies today. A high of 52 degrees, 45 outside of our studios here in Urbana-Champaign at this hour. A couple of headlines. Farmers could be in for an income tax shock when 5 years of tax stimulus ends this year. That's worrying equipment manufacturers, dealers, and contractors. Of course, they've benefited from the front-loaded depreciation in recent years. The inability of pipelines to move propane fast enough in order to keep up with harvest demand. That one was largely to blame for a shortage of available propane in recent week. And the American Bankers Association Ag Bankers meeting was promoted with the phrase, "We can't dream big enough." But the take-home message was more about making sure the agricultural economy prepares for the downside of the farm cycle. The national average basis for corn overnight unchanged at 18 cents under the December futures contract, while the DTN National Corn Index was down 3 cents at $4.09 a bushel. The national average basis for soybeans down a penny at 37 cents under the January contract. The soybean index for the cash price 3 cents lower at $12.77. And the national hard red winter wheat basis 29 cents under the December contract is unchanged, with the DTN National Hard Red Winter Wheat Index up a penny at $6.74 a bushel. More on the futures markets and what's been happening in the world of agricultural commodities in a few moments. Right now, here's Drew Lerner with today's agricultural weather forecast.
Today's forecast across the Midwest is still about the same as it was suggested to be yesterday. We're expecting to see showers and thunderstorms occurring across part of the region as we get into the Saturday and Sunday time period. A little bit of precipitation will be possible across part of the region already here later this afternoon, but only in a random distribution, and most areas will be dry. Those few showers that occur will be mostly in the southernmost parts of the Midwest, from Missouri going up into the Ohio River Valley, and probably not much more than 15 hundredths of an inch of moisture will occur from any of those showers. Most of the Midwest will be left dry. An increasing southerly wind will occur today and tomorrow across the region. The winds will likely create a little bit of a hindrance to some of the field work that may occur, but for the most part it's going to be a drying wind, and we'll likely see conditions continuing to firm up across the region, and maybe for those areas that can continue to advance field work while the winds are blowing, we'll likely see some good progress made. As we go into the afternoon Saturday, we're probably going to have a lot more shower activity occurring from portions of Kansas and Missouri up into Wisconsin and western Michigan. The precipitation is not going to be very well organized, and certainly not very intense until we get into Saturday night and Sunday, at which time we'll likely see the precipitation becoming a little bit better organized. Perhaps a line of thunderstorms may develop across portions of the Midwest. Certainly the eastern parts of the region will be most vulnerable to that. Then that line will likely occur from portions of Arkansas into Michigan and eventually into Ohio as we move through the day on Sunday. The precipitation totals will run a couple tenths of an inch up to three quarters of an inch. There may be some localized amounts up around 1 inch. We don't expect that to occur very often. The disruption to fieldwork, though, will be relatively short-lived, with some good drying conditions kicking back into the Midwest as we get into the early to middle part of next week. Colder temperatures will evolve behind the storm system so that a little bit of light snow will fall in the upper portions of the Midwest. This will be mostly in the Dakotas and Minnesota, maybe a small part of Wisconsin. Accumulations will be light, running a dusting upwards to 2 inches most often. There may be some areas in northern Minnesota that could get something a little bit more significant. We'll anticipate a dry weather to occur through the middle part of next week across the U.S. Midwest, but another storm system may develop as we get into the second half of the week. Some light showers will begin to develop across the western Corn Belt, probably on Wednesday, and we'll see the precipitation working its way eastward as we move into Thursday and Friday. And the precipitation a week from now will be most concentrated along the heart of the Midwest, very similar to what is expected to occur tomorrow. We'll expect that disturbance to work its way eastward and out of the region as we finish out the second weekend of the two-week outlook. The temperatures across the Midwest turning much warmer over the next couple of days. We'll be looking at high temperatures in the 50s and 60s north and the 60s and 70s in the south. Now, this will be focused more on the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest. The west or northwest will certainly not be anywhere near that warm. But we'll see this occur for the next 2 days, and then we'll see temperatures cool off a bit as we move into the early part of next next week, bringing back a more seasonable range of temperatures for a little while. The seesaw in temperatures will continue, though, with a nice warm-up expected during midweek next week and another opportunity for cooling with that storm system that occurs at the end of the week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Well, let's take a look, a quick look, that is, at the numbers from the CME Group in Chicago, where the soft red winter wheat is 2.25 cents higher. That's at $6.47 in the lead option. December at 7.03 in the hard red, unchanged. December corn at 4.29 1/4, up 2 3/4. The July there at 4.54 1/2, 2 1/4 higher. January beans at 13.04 1/2, down 9 cents. July 13.65 1/2, down 10 1/4. Bean meal at 4.19 35 30 lower. Bean oil at 41.11, up 14. December live cattle dime lower at 132.87 1/2. The feeders at 165 are down 2.5 cents in the November contract, and December lean hogs at 86.12 1/2, up 52.5 cents. On the phone line with us from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign, Illinois, is Bill Mayer this morning to take a look at the marketplace. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, there's not a lot happening in the marketplace, but I think you've been plumbing the ethanol report from yesterday a bit to see what you can find out about that market. What'd you find of interest?
Yeah, I think everybody's here, you know, looking for the fact that the EPA is going to probably come out today or sometime here soon with reducing the RFS mandates. But looking at the report yesterday, there's really some positive things there. I think our production's rising. I mean, we're at a 20-month high on the weekly number, ethanol production number yesterday, the highest amount we've had in 20 months, and that equates to about a 5.1 billion bushel use of corn if we could keep going at that weekly number that we had yesterday. Just to put it maybe in the simplest terms, if I look at the report yesterday versus last year at this time, our stocks are down, stocks of ethanol are down about 15%, production's up about 12%. So we're making more production, or, you know, making more ethanol, and we're using more of it as well. So That's a good thing, I think, and I think that's some signs too that we're actually seeing a little bit of exports. There were no imports on yesterday's report. We have some signs that we're actually exporting a little bit of ethanol. So if you look out to the deferred month there, you're $1 plus discount ethanol versus gasoline. So I think that gives us some chance to maybe export some stuff.
Well, it must be, and you pointed to this, it must be the export market. If it were to hold at that kind of production, it would have to be the export market. It could not, I don't think, be the domestic market in any form.
Yeah, I think, you know, we have seen, I think there's an increase of like 100, I think we had like 105 new E85 stations or pumps put in, which is about a third of what's been put in for the whole year. So there is some domestic, but mostly I think we've got a blend wall there that we're dealing with, so it would have to be the export side of it if we do get, and probably, Canada and, some maybe cargoes here and there, but nothing big at this point.
And I did not mean to dismiss the E85 in the United States, but that would have to be really a build-out throughout much of the U.S., and mostly those pumps are now in Minnesota, Iowa, parts of Illinois, maybe a few pumps in Indiana, I think.
Correct.
And Secretary Vilsack says that's exactly what the USDA would like. I don't know how much influence they'll have on the process,
yeah,
but we'll see. E85 very well could make a big difference, I suppose.
Now, if you look at the other side of it, in this, this mandate issue, the RINs for the advanced biofuels have dropped about 55% here in the last few weeks. And actually, the corn ethanol RINs have stayed pretty steady. So it tells you that at least the trade's kind of feeling like there may be that, that will be where the effect is on the cuts.
A quick word on the marketplace before I let you go today.
Yeah, well, we're a little bit positive on corn here. I think the corn is just sitting here treading water, and there really isn't a lot of news out here. I think that we probably have a chance to hold this thing steady at least and maybe make a few rallies once the farmers get corn put away, which there's still a little bit of this, you know, end of the season where they're coming up against a storage sell decision. I think, you know, that's still moving a little bit of corn here in the last week, and we're going to get to next week where there's not going to be that much of that.
Hey, thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you, Todd.
Mm-hmm. Bill Mayer is with Strategic Farm Marketing. He's in Champaign, Illinois, joins us on this Friday opening market report. It is the top of the hour, 9 a.m. Central Time. You're listening to WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.
Support comes from Global Commodity Analytics, now taking reservations for upcoming seminars in Illinois and Indiana. December 2nd in Lafayette, Indiana and Monticello, Illinois, and December 3rd in Jacksonville. Meals provided, reservations required, seating is limited. Contact Mike Zuzulo at 866-471-2588.
The numbers like this now for crude oil. December contract at $94.13 a barrel. That's up 37 cents. The RBOB gasoline, that's the wholesale price at $2.67.7, is down 0.6 of a cent. And ethanol futures at $1.79 are a penny and 0.2 higher for the day. The spread between the two, 88 and 0.7 of a cent. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.